When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff I Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio's How Stuff Works. For today's episode, we're sort of continuing our conversation we had around female serial killers.
Mm-hmm.
And a specific type of female serial killer that kept coming up, the Black Widow.
Right.
Right. And we said in those episodes we were going to come back and do an episode on this. So we are women of our words.
Yeah. Yeah, we are. It just sounded like we were a new group or a squad or something. Women of our words.
We could be.
Woo.
Women of our words.
Yeah. Is that woo?
It's okay. Wow, isn't it? It's two O's. Oh, it's two O's.
Two O's.
Right.
W-O-O-W.
It's a woo. Small O and a big O.
Is that how? Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
There we go.
Keep going.
We've got a whole group. And before we get into this, trigger warning for violence, sexual assault, death, and general gruesomeness, although not as bad as our female serial killer episodes.
Those were rough.
They were rough. So we wanted to focus specifically on this Black Widow type of killings, type of killer. And, of course, we're not talking about the Avenger today.
Sorry, Annie.
One day. And we're not talking about the Spider, although the Spider probably inspired the name. So the Black Widow as a killer, not either of those things, refers to a female serial killer who kills 3 or more people, typically husbands or significant others, or both, for financial gain. Their method of choice is usually poison, and they are usually a cross between a serial killer and a con artist. Several of our examples of female serial killers in those episodes were Black Widows. And the FBI uses the term Black Widow as an official label for this type of killer.
Which is interesting. And from the report on serial killers, financial gain is a motivation in which the offender benefits monetarily from killing. Examples of these types of crimes are Black Widow killings, robbery homicides, or multiple killings involving insurance or welfare fraud.
Yeah, so that's an official FBI report.
That's the things.
Right. Now, Black Widow, the Avenger, mm-hmm. I will say, did make researching this topic very difficult.
You had to be very specific with a lot of quotes around the...
Yes, yes, because most of the search results came up to be her, and because she is technically a murderer and a killer, so that was another layer of difficulty.
She's a trained assassin.
Right, and then also because I kept getting distracted reading the comics.
You know.
Yeah, I found out a very big spoiler for the most recent issue, and I'm excited to have read it. You never know where the research will lead you. Mm. Although, I guess it should have been obvious. There is a meme of Black Widow marrying Spider-Man and then killing him, and that made me laugh pretty good.
Does he have money?
I don't know. Peter Parker! No, he has no money.
Right.
I think it's just a joke because he's a spider.
Oh, I get
Spider-Man,
it. Spider-Man,
Black Widow.
Okay. Yeah. I get it now. I'm there.
You see? And yes, we do call Black Widow killers Black Widows because female Black Widow spiders eat their mate after conception. And also, Black Widows spin a web of lies. Mm. That's just some extra that I added in there. A Black Widow, usually the killer, not the spider, or the Avenger.
So now all we're going to say the killer.
Yes, we're not talking about those other things from here on out. they usually search for somebody who is lonely, sad, maybe grieving, in some way vulnerable. The Black Widow preys on that vulnerability, becoming what the target needs, perhaps showering them with gifts, affection, those kinds of things. She is also likely to target friends and family, basically anyone in her orbit that can make her rich, or just richer,
right,
is a threat.
So on average, the Black Widow starts on her path around 25 and then murders for a decade before she gets caught.
Decade?
A decade. That's pretty sly.
Yeah. Black Widows frequently employ things like newspaper ads or these days online dating or some other type of wanted ads or dating tools to find their victim. Now, there are some variations of Black Widow that I wanted to touch on, one of them being the Cartwright curse. So this is basically anyone who dates the protagonist dies, and they usually die quickly. And it's named for the Cartwright family in Bonanza, which is a reference that I am not familiar with, yes. Mm-hmm. But that's where it comes from. Some examples are the Owens family from Practical Magic. There's a curse on the family that means that the women's husbands will tragically meet their ends. Xander Harris from Buffy. Buffy from Buffy, Sam from Supernatural. In one episode, Dean even asked him, have you forgotten the average lifespan of your hookups? Toshiko Sato in Torchwood, Jack from 24, Sydney Bristow from Alias, and, depending on your choices, Shepard from Mass Effect. So this is basically your main character. James Bond is another great one. Mm-hmm. Whoever they date dies.
Usually pretty immediately.
Yes, for James Bond. Exactly. So that's one variation. Then there's the Bluebeard from Stephen King's The Shining. From there upon the floor was blood, and on the walls were wives. For Bluebeard first had married them, then cut their throats with knives. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So this is essentially the male version of the Black Widow. A dude who appears charming, easily finds a mate to marry, and then kills her. There is a major difference in motivation. Bluebeards are not usually motivated by greed. The name comes from the 1697 fairy tale in which the character Bluebeard murders wives who open a forbidden door, disobeying his direct orders. The earliest versions were meant to be interpreted as a warning to women who disobeyed their husbands. Typically, the woman who opened the forbidden door would discover the bodies of Bluebeard's past wives.
And she deserves to die, obviously.
Yeah, that's the only way.
So, sleeping your way to the top trope is self-explanatory and often weaponized against women, whether it's true or not.
Yep.
As we see often. Then there's the gold digger, which is similar but typically involves one partner who has riches and status. Clarice from It Takes Two, both versions of the Parent Trap. And have you seen the latest with Dennis Quaid's new fiance?
Of course I have.
It's fantastic. And then Ron's first wife, Tammy, who tries to get back with Ron after learning he has gold buried in several places around his property.
A literal gold digger.
Yeah.
I love it.
Of course.
I love it. So we do have a lot of real life examples, but also a lot of media examples. Mm-hmm. But first, we're going to pause for a quick break for a word from our sponsor.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast from Ruby Studio in partnership with Intel. Explore the future of technology that's rapidly evolving our world today with the help of AI.
There is still so much work and research needed to fully understand the power and potential of AI, and Intel is at the forefront of implementing AI and revolutionary technology that's changing the world we live in for the better.
In each episode, Graham interviews the minds transforming medicine and healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more while pioneering new uses for AI in these spaces.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
And we're back. Thank you, sponsor. And we're back with one of yours, Samantha.
So for many of the media examples, one of my favorites, of course, is Snapped. I think I've referred to them now like four or five times
in
these episodes.
Like two episodes.
Look, it's fantastic. It's one of my favorites and does involve many different female incidents of murder or attempted murder, including those who could be qualified as Black Widows. But just a reminder, they have 24 seasons. Yeah.
They have 24 seasons?
Yes. So it's a big show and has even expanded with killer couples. Yeah. You know, partner killers, all of these different, when I say partner killings, like spouses or significant others. There's also killings where it may involve domestic violence. I think there's a couple, several where it's women being jealous of women. So,
really?
Yeah. So it's a whole thing. But yeah, it's lasted 24 seasons long.
24 seasons. For
it's
some
fantastic.
Reason, I thought it was relatively new.
No. Oh. And if you start like watching from the beginning, the narration is Sharon Martin. She won an Emmy. I'm not sure for which thing because she's narrated on several different things. But yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's legit. It's been around for at least, I think, 2004.
Wow.
So
wow.
15 years.
Well, yeah. That's a reality check.
There you go.
I'll deal with that later.
You're going to process that later.
Yes. We also mentioned in one of our female serial killer episodes the 1944 Cary Grant film Arsenic and Old Lace, which you have seen, Samantha.
Mm-hmm.
Featured two Black Widow-type murderers. And as you might guess from the title, these elderly women poisoned victims with arsenic-laced pie.
And a smile.
And a smile.
And a smile.
That sounds like the perfect slogan.
Yes.
The 1987 movie, Black Widow, where the female serial killer continues to kill even after she is wealthy. Then there's Debbie Jelinski from Adam's Family Values.
And another one that I've already mentioned previously, which parodies this, is So I Married an Axe Murderer, went through several husbands, but of course there's always a ending twist
right.
with this one. Have you said you've seen this?
I haven't seen it, but I read about it for this episode, so I know what the twist is.
Spoilers. I'm not going to do it, even though it's years old, because it's just fantastic. And then Mrs. White from Clue, which, again, another one of my favorite movies. Five of her husbands had died. One was an illusionist who disappeared and never reappeared. And, of course, Mrs. White said of this, he wasn't a very good illusionist. And one had his head chopped off by someone and something else. And then she points downwards as she, it's a fantastic. She's like, head chopped off and it's, chopped off. It's fantastic.
Wow.
Love her
character. I haven't seen that movie in a long time.
God, I think I watched it recently. It is one of those Halloween movies to me.
Yeah.
Because it's so fun and you want to kind of just reminisce. Of course, I don't think it's aged very well, but it's still great.
I'm trying to get a party together. You might have been there when I was planning it. I'm always planning a party or two.
Of course you are.
But I was trying to get a Tim Curry party together. Everybody comes as a different Tim Curry.
Yes.
Oh, I think that would be spectacular.
I'm trying to remember the character, Mrs. White. Madeline Kahn, which is a great comedian from the 80s and 90s. She's a fantastic actress. She was the one that portrayed Mrs. White.
Oh.
So great. So great.
Another example from the media we have is Queen Ravenna from Snow White and the Huntsman, who killed Snow White's father after marriage so that she can rule solo. Similarly, the stepmother from Phoenix and Ashes, Mercedes Lackey's take on the Cinderella tale. There's a Get Smart, where Maxwell had to marry an agent named Widow Often Annie, who used these methods in her work. And then Samantha Carter from Stargate SG-1, one of my favorite shows.
Of course.
Although actually more accurately an example of the Cartwright curse, because all of her boyfriends don't last long before dying. The writers jokingly called her Black Widow Carter and almost gave an episode that title.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, there's also Rebecca Carlson from The Body of Evidence, who went to trial on accusations that she went out and found wealthy men with health problems to have sex with until their hearts gave out.
Oof.
And then there's Catherine from Basic Instinct. And oh my goodness, that movie in itself was just, as a young mind, you're like, ugh. I'm just going to leave it at that.
Yeah, that's another one I've missed. And I've seen, the clip that everyone shows. And for me as a young child, I thought, maybe I don't want to see that.
That's fair.
Blaise Abini's mother is implied to be a Black Widow in the Harry Potter series. Seven marriages of hers and with husbands dead under mysterious circumstances and their money transferred to her. Blaise Abini?
I don't remember that.
Oh, Samantha.
Which, by the way, I did my crossword puzzle, not crossword, word searches last night.
Oh, nice.
I stayed up a little too long doing them.
Blaise Abini is kind of a side character from Slytherin, and I believe it's in the sixth one, The Half-Blood Prince, where he's invited to the Slug Club, and he's the son of this model, famous model in the wizarding world.
I missed that one.
And it kind of comes up about his mother. Okay. It's very passing thing.
That is very specific.
It is. Thank you. I'm going to take it as a compliment. then there's, of course, the Black Widow song by Iggy Azalea, the Rita Ora. I totally forgot about that until it was all of a sudden stuck in my head.
I don't know that song.
Well, I'm not singing
surprisingly.
It. Surprisingly. I'm not singing it. And then your favorite ride, the bride from the Disney ride, The Haunted Mansion, who murdered five husbands with an axe.
Yeah. Yeah. it wasn't bad when I was seeing it from afar and then they came close and I was like, nope.
I got stuck on that ride once, right at the part where something just pops up at you over and over.
I think you told me about that. I think that actually kind of had me going, oh, don't let that happen.
It was quite funny for a while, but eventually a little tiresome. So those are some media examples, but of course there are plenty of real life examples. Mm-hmm. One is Britain's Mary Ann Cotton, frequently misattributed as their first female known serial killer. She was born on Halloween in 1832, killed 21 people via poisoning before she was caught, and that included three spouses and up to 11 of her own children. Her first murder took place sometime in 1865. She probably had killed before then, as we said in that female serial killer episode. A lot of information around female serial killers is hard to get to the truth of what really happened and what was legend and then what didn't go documented and what did.
Right.
So this is sort of what a lot of people seem to land on around her. She was caught in 1873 and quickly found guilty and hanged. And there's even a poem or perhaps song about her Marianne Cotton, she's dead and she's rotten. She lies in her bed with her eyes wide open. Sing, sing, oh, what can I sing? Marianne Cotton is tied up with string. Where, up in the air, selling black puddings, a penny a pair.
There's also Daisy Louisa de Melker, who went on to become the first woman to ever be hanged in South Africa. She married her first husband in 1909. Three of their five children died as babies, and her husband died in 1923. He left in his wake a really big inheritance. De Melker was married again within 3 years, and within three more years, he was dead, victim to an illness very similar to the one that took the life of her first husband. 4 years later, and she had herself another husband. Within a year of that marriage, her son died after drinking coffee his mother made. The brother of De Melker's second husband pushed for an investigation, and the authorities discovered arsenic in De Melker's son's system. The bodies of her first and second husbands were found to have poison in their systems as well.
Wow. Then there's France's queen of poisoners, Marie Besnard. She killed her first husband in 1927. The very next year, she had a second husband. They moved into his parents' house, and both parents were dead months later. Their daughter, who shared their inheritance, died soon after. Besnard's father died within this period, too. A couple of boarders died as well, and then they bequeathed their estate to the Besnards. Besnard's mother and a handful of other relatives also died, leaving everything they owned to the Besnards. By this point, they were rich, but Besnard's husband did have his doubts about his wife. He told a lover he was afraid Marie might be trying to kill him. After his 1947 death and Marie subsequently coming into his inheritance, people began to suspect foul play. Arsenic was deemed to be the cause of death, and several other bodies were exhumed and showed the same thing. Marie was charged with 13 murders. Three trials later, she was acquitted.
Wow.
Yeah. She died in 1961.
Wow. How did you even get away with that? Like, you can't help but just be sad and upset and somewhat impressed.
I suppose. No? We did talk about that a little bit, and we did an episode a while back about, like, why are we so interested in scam queens and why is a part of us sort of rooting for
them? I'm not rooting for that. Please understand, I'm not rooting for that. But you're just kind of like, wow. Mm-hmm. Huh. So in 1911, Chicagoan and self-proclaimed psychic Tilly Klimek began accurately predicting the death of dogs in her neighborhood. Rude. A couple of years later, she upped the ante in predicting the death of her longtime husband, and in less than a month, sure enough, he was dead. When she had cashed in on his life insurance policy, she marched right over to the matchmaker. Not 3 months later, she had remarried and then predicted her second husband's death, and he died. Her third husband met a similar fate. And when a woman in the neighborhood voiced her concerns about her, presto, another prediction and she was dead. Husband number four made it 4 years before a prediction and death. She also had predicted about three of her more troublesome children's death, all of whom ended up dying.
Yeah.
When husband number five fell ill, his family took him to the hospital where it was discovered he had arsenic in his system. She received a life sentence for attempted murder and was forbidden from cooking food for the other prisoners. Smart.
Very, yeah.
Smart.
I would agree with that. We do have some more examples for you, but first, we have one more quick break for a word from our sponsor.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast from Ruby Studio in partnership with Intel. Explore the future of technology that's rapidly evolving our world today with the help of AI.
There is still so much work and research needed to fully understand the power and potential of AI, and Intel is at the forefront of implementing AI and revolutionary technology that's changing the world we live in for the better.
In each episode, Graham interviews the minds transforming medicine and healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more, while pioneering new uses for AI in these spaces.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
And we're back. Thank you, sponsor. And we're back with Texas's Black Widow of Henderson County.
That is a big title.
Yeah, you know. In 1985, Betty Lou Beats was arrested for the murder of her fifth husband and burying him in her backyard. Police found his body along with the bodies of all of her other victims.
You know.
Then there's Millie Weeks, who used online dating to find her targets. After serving 6 years in prison for manslaughter, she had drugged her husband and then ran him over with her car in 1991. She met a second husband at a Florida Christian retreat a couple of weeks after her release, who died mysteriously a year after their marriage. Weeks was arrested after a strange drug was found in the system of her third husband, whose health had inexplicably, rapidly deteriorated. She was sentenced to 5 years for stealing his funds, and he survived. Her third husband.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. So there's also Chisako Kakehi, the Black Widow of Kyoto. From 1994 to 2013, she killed at least seven men she was dating or married to for their life insurance, equaling about $7 million. She says she's innocent. Doomed by fate.
Doomed by fate. Wow.
In 2005, Stacey Castor's second husband died in what was believed to be a suicide. Upon further investigation, authorities found he had ingested antifreeze. Now suspicious, the body of her first husband was exhumed, and his system also contained antifreeze. Castor panicked, inviting her daughter Ashley over for a drink. She laced her daughter's cocktails with drugs, and after she passed out, Castor wrote a fake suicide note as Ashley, claiming that Ashley had killed her father and stepfather and herself. However, Ashley's sister found her struggling to breathe in the morning, and she was taken to the hospital, where she was quoted to have been only 15 minutes from death. When she awoke, she was shocked to hear that she had allegedly written a suicide note confessing the murders of her father figures. Castor's story quickly unraveled, and she is serving 25 years.
Yeah. Then there is the Black Widow case. In 2008, at the ages of 77 and 75 respectively, Helen Golay and Olga Rudderschmidt were convicted of murder and sentenced to two consecutive life sentences. They had taken in two homeless men, clothed and fed them for 2 years before killing them with their cars, but not before taking out millions in life insurance policies, dozens of life insurance policies. According to the detective that caught them, Helen was the brains and was worth millions. The two actually didn't seem to really get along. That's one of the number one questions from interviews I read. We're like, were they friends? The answer seems to be no.
Yeah.
When interviewed by Vice, this detective said, "I think Helen is a completely psychotic person. She is probably one of the evilest minds I have ever come across in 31 years of doing this. I've never seen anyone who was that calculating and evil."
I want to say this is a Snapped episode.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Well, it certainly was interesting because a lot of the detectives, so the way they were caught is because people were kind of in awe that so many insurance policies have been taken out. And right. The insurance person showed up kind of like, this is weird.
Right.
And one of the detectives mentioned in passing, "Oh, I remember a similar case couple of years earlier, and it was them as well. And one of the things that detectives were sort of scratching their head about is they're pretty old.
Right.
And so the millions of dollars, if I'm remembering correctly, there was no one in the family they would want to pass that to. So I guess that's one of the reasons why they didn't really consider them at first. So, you know, you don't think about old women killing people too often. And then
in this heinous way.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, there's also the nonfiction book Homicide, A Year on the Killing Streets. And in that, one of the FBI profilers mentions that unlike the Hollywood Black Widow trope that's very femme fatale, most real-life Black Widows are older and more plain. So, eesh.
Yeah.
Big eesh on that. Okay.
That's just a whole different conversation.
Well, again, it goes back to what we said in that episode around female serial killers is that we always have to judge them based on their
right.
looks somehow. Anyway, that about brings us to the end of this Black Widow episode. If we missed anybody or you have any additional information, you can always write to us. But first, we do have a shout-out to a friend of ours.
A few shout-outs.
So, yeah, we wanted to shout-out a friend of ours, Jenny, who we first ran into when we were at Podcast Movement in Orlando, and she came to our panel, which thank you, Jenny.
Yes.
And then we were recently speaking at She Podcast here in Atlanta, and Jenny came to our panel there as well. And the panel was about women supporting women. So it was greatly appreciated. And she has her own podcast that we wanted to shout out from her. Quote, I want to make sure and share the information with you about our podcast so you had everything you needed to know. We just released a new episode today on the Supreme Court and the LGBTQ case that they heard recently and are looking forward to the abortion case that they will be hearing in the spring. Repro's Fight Back is a reproductive health, rights, and justice podcast that interviews the people who are fighting for our sexual and reproductive health and rights at home and abroad. Each episode, we dig deep into a specific reproductive health, rights, and justice issue, talking about what it is, what's happening around it right now, and what you can do to fight back against this unprecedented assault on our rights. So it sounds like a lot of our listeners would be interested in it. You can go find them on their website, which is Repro's Fight Back, like reproductive. So lowercase R-E, capital P-R-O. You can find them at Twitter at Repro's Fight Back and on Facebook at Repro's Fight Back and on Instagram at Repro's FB.
Yeah. And then also want to shout out to Mental Health in Color, which is a podcast that focuses on having an open platform where people of color are sharing their stories concerning mental health and helping to break down the barriers and stigma. Also, just a quick shout out to our friend Charlene. Congrats on your new job as a flight attendant.
Yeah.
She just flew into Atlanta recently. I don't know when this is going to air. And we didn't get to hang out with her, but just congratulations.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, any listeners who want to send in their new jobs, get a shout out.
You want to come hang with us? She wanted to come hang with us, so we just couldn't work out the schedule. But
yeah,
just want to say congrats.
Yes, congrats. And we would love to hear what stuff, all the cool stuff you listeners are doing. If you want to send that to us, please do. You can email us at stuffmediamomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at @momstuffpodcast and on Instagram at @stuffimnevertoldyou. Thanks, as always, to our super producer, Andrew Howard.
Mm-hmm.
And thanks to you for listening. Stuff I'm Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio's How Stuff Works. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise, all things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid Kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.